English Language Practice Proficiency Exam, Listening Comprehension. The Listening Comprehension Test is composed of four parts, 5 dialogues, 10 statements, 5 news items, and an interview followed by 5 questions. Each of these will be read twice, and you may take notes if you wish. After you have listened to each question, mark your answer. If you wish, you may mark your answers in the examination booklet. When the listening comprehension test is over, please remember to transfer all your answers to the separate answer sheet. A. Dialogues. In this part of the listening comprehension test, you will hear 5 dialogues. You will hear each dialogue twice. After the second reading, the question will be read once. After you hear the question, mark your answer immediately. Dialogue 1.
I hope you can come to the party on Saturday.
I didn't know I was invited.
Sure you are. Everyone on the winning team is invited.
What should I wear?
Oh, don't worry about that. Wear anything you like.
Second reading.
I hope you can come to the party on Saturday.
I didn't know I was invited.
Sure you are. Everyone on the winning team is invited.
What should I wear?
Don't worry about that. Wear anything you like.
Question number 1. The reason for the party is to celebrate...
There seems to be something wrong with my records. It says I have 25 vacation days, and I know I have at least 40.
That's impossible. You can't have 40 vacation days. The most anyone can have is 25.
But I haven't taken more than 10 days off in the past 2 years. And the way I calculate it, that leaves me 40.
Don't you ever read your circulars? In January, we got a notice saying that anyone having more than 25 vacation days had to take them before June 30th, or they would lose them. So I guess that's what happened to you.
But that's unfair. I earned those days.
Unfair or not, that's what the new rules say.
Second reading.
There seems to be something wrong with my records. It says I have 25 vacation days, and I know I have at least 40.
That's impossible. You can't have 40 vacation days. The most anyone can have is 25.
But I haven't taken more than 10 days off in the past 2 years. And the way I calculate it, that leaves me 40.
Don't you ever read your circulars? In January, we got a notice saying that anyone having more than 25 vacation days had to take them before June 30th, or they would lose them. So I guess that's what happened to you.
But that's unfair. I earned those days.
Unfair or not, that's what the new rules say.
Question number 2. What does the woman find out about her leave?
When I went to sign the papers for the apartment I told you about, the building superintendent told me he had already rented it. That's the third time something like that has happened to me.
Did you slip him a little something on the side when you first spoke with him?
Of course not.
Well, you've got to offer a bribe if you want to get an apartment in this city. I thought everyone knew that.
Second reading.
When I went to sign the papers for the apartment I told you about, the building superintendent told me he'd already rented it. That's the third time something like that has happened to me.
Did you slip him a little something on the side when you first spoke with him?
Of course not.
Well, you've got to offer a bribe if you want to get an apartment in this city. I thought everyone knew that.
Question number 3. What advice does the woman give? Dialogue 4.
I'm going out to get the paper. Is there anything you need while I'm out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Wait, I'll go with you. It's my turn to cook, and I need to get some food for dinner. I'd rather pick it out myself.
Why? Don't you trust my judgment?
No, it's just that you never pay attention to how much things cost.
Second reading.
I'm going out to get the paper. Is there anything you need while I'm out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Wait, I'll go with you. It's my turn to cook, and I need to get some food for dinner. I'd rather pick it out myself.
Why? Don't you trust my judgment?
No, it's just that you never pay attention to how much things cost.
Question number four. The woman in this conversation... Dialogue 5.
Don't put your coffee cup on my desk, Betty. I just cleaned it.
What's the difference? It'll get dirty sooner or later anyway.
Well, I'd prefer later. And I'd definitely prefer to be the one to do it.
I was only joking. Don't you ever laugh?
Of course I do. When somebody says something funny.
Second reading.
Don't put your coffee cup on my desk, Betty. I just cleaned it.
What's the difference? It'll get dirty sooner or later anyway.
Well, I'd prefer later. And I'd definitely prefer to be the one to do it.
I was only joking. Don't you ever laugh?
Of course I do. When somebody says something funny.
Question number 5. The woman... Statements. From item 6 to item 15, you will hear a total of 10 statements. Each will be read twice. After you hear each statement, mark the answer which most closely corresponds to the statement you heard. For example, you will hear the following sentence.
Mr. Smith is in court today, but if you leave your number, I'll have him call you about your case when he returns. Mr. Smith is in court today, but if you leave your number, I'll have him call you about your case when he returns.
In your test booklets, you will have to choose among four possible answers. A. Mr. Smith is a merchant. B. Mr. Smith is a doctor. C. Mr. Smith is a lawyer. And D. Mr. Smith is a teacher. The only answer which agrees with the first sentence is C. Mark the correct answer for each question on your answer sheet. Item number 6.
Did the company return your call? Did the company return your call?
Item number 7.
Several strategies will still need to be explored. Several strategies will still need to be explored.
Item number 8.
The butler could hardly have been the one who did it. The butler could hardly have been the one who did it.
Item number 9.
Her reply wasn't amusing in the least. Her reply wasn't amusing in the least.
Item number 10.
Monday is really too early for the conference. For the rest of the week, all the meeting rooms are already booked. Monday is really too early for the conference. But the rest of the week, all the meeting rooms are already booked.
Item number 11.
Chances are rather slim that the economy will improve. Chances are rather slim that the economy will improve.
Item number 12.
Should you see her in London, give her my regards. Should you see her in London, give her my regards.
Item number 13.
Book sales dropped off at the beginning of the year, but things are picking up now. Book sales dropped off at the beginning of the year, but things are picking up now.
Item number 14.
Many people took exception to Mary's recent remarks on the subject. Many people took exception to Mary's recent remarks on the subject.
Item number 15.
It's funny I never saw her. It's funny I never saw her.
News items. In this part of the listening comprehension test, you will hear 5 news items. Each item will be followed by 1 question. You will hear each news item twice. After the second reading, the question will be read once. After you hear the question, mark your answer immediately. News item 1.
Research scientists have recently discovered that people who live on mountains are significantly less likely to die from coronary heart disease than those who dwell closer to sea level. The reason, they suspect, is that people get more exercise at higher elevations, as even routine activity in the thin mountain air requires more exertion. The researchers who carried out this study in New Mexico found that the death rate from coronary heart disease gradually declined as they went higher into the mountains. Dr. Edward Mortimer, who directed the study, termed this difference highly significant.
Second reading.
Research scientists have recently discovered that people who live on mountains are significantly less likely to die from coronary heart disease than those who dwell closer to sea level. The reason, they suspect, is that people get more exercise at higher elevations, as even routine activity in the thin mountain air requires more exertion. The researchers who carried out this study in New Mexico found that the death rate from coronary heart disease gradually declined as they went higher into the mountains. Dr. Edward Mortimer, who directed the study, termed this difference highly significant.
Question number 16. How do scientists on Dr. Mortimer's research team explain their findings? News item 2.
Two doctors at Columbia University have dealt yet another blow to what little is left of elegant living. Pouring wine out of lead crystal decanters and into test tubes, they discovered that the spirits were absorbing lead from the bottles. The lead content of a decanted bottle of port poured over 4 months jumped from 89 micrograms per liter to 5,331. Anything to worry about? Historians believe that the Roman taste for sweet wines, unwittingly laced with toxic lead, helped bring down the empire.
Second reading.
Two doctors at Columbia University have dealt yet another blow to what little was left of elegant living. Pouring wine out of lead crystal decanters and into test tubes, they discovered that the spirits were absorbing lead from the bottles. The lead content of a decanted bottle of port poured over 4 months jumped from 89 micrograms per liter to 5,331. Anything to worry about? Historians believe that the Roman taste for sweet wines, unwittingly laced with toxic lead, helped bring down the empire.
Question number 17. According to the news bulletin, what have doctors at Columbia University discovered? News item 3.
Anywhere from 10 to 20% of today's couples will choose an alternative to the tradition of the bride taking her husband's surname. While the concept is nothing new, state officials and scholars say the percentage of couples wrangling over the issue is rising. University of Washington sociology professor Pepper Schwartz says that what began as an idealistic movement by ardent feminists has grown more mainstream. She attributes the surge in alternative naming to high divorce rates and growing ranks of career women. She says women are reluctant to change their names because they are daunted by the number of marriages that fail or are already established professionally under the maiden name.
Second reading.
Anywhere from 10 to 20% of today's couple will choose an alternative to the tradition of the bride taking her husband's surname. While the concept is nothing new, state officials and scholars say the percentage of couples wrangling over the issue is rising. University of Washington sociology professor Pepper Schwartz says that what began as an idealistic movement by ardent feminists has grown more mainstream. She attributes a surge in alternative naming to high divorce rates and growing ranks of career women. She says women are reluctant to change their names because they are daunted by the number of marriages that fail or are already established professionally under their maiden name.
Question number 18. According to Professor Schwartz, why do so many women choose to retain their maiden names nowadays? News item 4.
Unleaded petrol, which is now used by many motorists, increases the amount of benzene emitted through a car's exhaust. A special filter must be attached to the exhaust to remove the benzene. Not all cars which use unleaded petrol have these filters, and because benzene is more harmful than lead, there are those who think it was a mistake to introduce unleaded petrol before cars were equipped with these filters.
Second reading.
Unleaded petrol, which is now used by many motorists, increases the amount of benzene emitted through a car's exhaust. A special filter must be attached to the exhaust to remove the benzene. Not all cars which use unleaded petrol have these filters, and because benzene is more harmful than lead, there are those who think it was a mistake to introduce unleaded petrol before cars were equipped with these filters.
Question number 19. According to this report, which of the following statements is true? News item 5.
A recent study has found that the psychological forces that propel so many chronic gamblers to ruin marriages, lose jobs, and even turn to crime may spring from a biological need for risk and excitement. The biological findings suggest that pathological gamblers suffer from an addiction like alcoholism rather than problems controlling impulses, as have been thought by experts. If these findings hold up, they may one day lead to a treatment for compulsive gambling, perhaps through the use of drugs.
Second reading.
A recent study has found that the psychological forces that propel so many chronic gamblers to ruin marriages, lose jobs, and even turn to crime may spring from a biological need for risk and excitement. The biological findings suggest that pathological gamblers suffer from an addiction, like alcoholism, rather than problems controlling impulses, as had been thought by experts. If these findings hold up, they may one day lead to a treatment for compulsive gambling, perhaps through the use of drugs.
Question number 20. According to this news item, chronic gambling... Interview. You will hear the following interview twice. First, you will hear the entire interview without interruption. The second time, the interview will be divided into two parts with questions following each part. Each question will be read once. After you hear a question, mark your answer immediately. The following is an interview with Dr. Leslie Jordan, an expert on communicable diseases. The interviewer speaks first.
Dr. Jordan, do we know any more these days about the common cold and what causes it?
We used to think that the common cold was a simple, single disease. Now we know that it can be caused by more than 100 different viruses, and that some non-viral agents responsible for allergies can cause similar symptoms.
Just how common is the common cold?
Estimates indicate that people have, on the average, 6 colds per year. Among children and in families with a child in school, the number is as high as 12 colds per child per year. At the peak season for colds, 1 out of every 125 adults has a cold on any given day.
Are there any new advances in the treatment of colds?
The current trend in research is to develop antiviral drugs that will help fight at least some types of colds. Interferon, a natural substance, has been shown in laboratories and clinical tests to inhibit rhinoviruses, the classic cold viruses. It appears that interferon may be useful in preventing a certain percentage of colds, and those which do occur will be less severe. There is, however, some indication that prolonged use of interferon may irritate nasal passages.
Why is this most common ailment so difficult to treat?
Because it is caused by so many different agents. The task of finding a vaccine or a drug that will be effective against all of them is mind-boggling. What's more, you can't do research on cold remedies with animals, because for some reason, animals don't catch colds. This makes the development of effective therapies very difficult.
Can treatment shorten the duration of a cold?
No. As the saying goes, if you do anything about your cold, it may last a week. And if you don't, it may last 7 days.
What about antihistamines?
Antihistamines have a certain sedative effect, but there is no indication that they have any therapeutic value against cold symptoms.
What about folk remedies such as lemon and honey and chicken soup?
They have no therapeutic value, other than perhaps the satisfaction of knowing that at least you're doing something about your condition.
Will bed rest limit the duration of a cold?
There is no evidence to that effect. However, staying in bed may make you feel better.
Dr. Jordan, does susceptibility to colds vary with age and sex?
Yes. you get fewer colds as you grow older, probably because your body has built up immunity against at least some of the cold viruses. Studies indicate that up to a certain age, boys get more colds than girls. In adulthood, it's the other way around. Women seem to get more colds than men. Nobody knows why that is.
What role does climate play?
There are some seasonal variations. In temperate climates, there tend to be more colds during the winter months than the summer months. In the tropics, colds occur more often in the rainy season than in the dry season. Again, we don't know why. It may be that the greater prevalence of colds in winter or the rainy season is due simply to the fact that the weather keeps people indoors. This helps cold viruses spread. In autumn, the school season brings together many children for an exchange of viruses.
Mothers tell their children to bundle up and keep their feet dry, or else they'll catch cold. Is there any medical basis for this?
None. It makes sense, of course, to stay warm and comfortable, and there's no point in walking around with cold, wet feet. But judging from experiments with human volunteers, having cold, wet feet does not affect the chances of getting a cold one way or the other.
Isn't there any way to avoid catching a cold?
Basically, no. Not as long as we are going to live in society and have to ride elevators, trains, and buses, and go to school with children who are incubating colds and meet with people who are shedding viruses. If you are juicy with a cold, it's common courtesy to try not to give it to other people. You should stay at home rather than go to the office. Wash your hands frequently and be careful where you dispose of used facial tissues.
Second reading. The following is an interview with Dr. Leslie Jordan, an expert on communicable diseases. The interviewer speaks first.
Dr. Jordan, do we know any more these days about the common cold and what causes it?
We used to think that the common cold was a simple, single disease. Now we know that it can be caused by more than 100 different viruses, and that some non-viral agents responsible for allergies can cause similar symptoms.
Just how common is the common cold?
Estimates indicate that people have, on the average, 6 colds per year. Among children and in families with a child in school, the number is as high as 12 colds per child per year. At the peak season for colds, 1 out of every 125 adults has a cold on any given day.
Are there any new advances in the treatment of colds?
The current trend in research is to develop antiviral drugs that will help fight at least some types of colds. Interferon, a natural substance, has been shown in laboratories and clinical tests to inhibit rhinoviruses, the classic cold viruses. It appears that interferon may be useful in preventing a certain percentage of colds, and those which do occur will be less severe. There is, however, some indication that prolonged use of interferon may irritate nasal passages.
Why is this most common ailment so difficult to treat?
Because it is caused by so many different agents. The task of finding a vaccine or a drug that will be effective against all of them is mind-boggling. What's more, you can't do research on cold remedies with animals, because for some reason, animals don't catch cold. This makes the development of effective therapies very difficult.
Can treatment shorten the duration of a cold?
No. As the saying goes, if you do anything about your cold, it may last a week. And if you don't, it may last 7 days.
What about antihistamines?
Antihistamines have a certain sedative effect, but there is no indication that they have any therapeutic value against cold symptoms.
What about folk remedies, such as lemon and honey and chicken soup?
They have no therapeutic value, other than perhaps the satisfaction of knowing that at least you're doing something about your condition.
Will bed rest limit the duration of a cold?
There is no evidence to that effect. However, staying in bed may make you feel better.
Now mark the one phrase which correctly answers the two questions which follow. Each question will be read once. question number 21. What does current research with the substance interferon seem to indicate about its usefulness in treating colds? Question number 22. According to Dr. Jordan, what is one of the reasons why doing research on remedies for the common cold is so difficult? Second part of text.
Dr. Jordan, does susceptibility to colds vary with age and sex?
Yes. You get fewer colds as you grow older, probably because your body has built up immunity against at least some of the cold viruses. Studies indicate that up to a certain age, boys get more colds than girls. In adulthood, it's the other way around. Women seem to get more colds than men. Nobody knows why that is.
What role does climate play?
There are some seasonal variations. In temperate climates, there tend to be more colds during the winter months than in the summer months. In the tropics, colds occur more often in the rainy season than in the dry season. Again, we don't know why. It may be that the greater prevalence of colds in winter or the rainy season is due simply to the fact that the weather keeps people indoors. This helps cold viruses spread. In autumn, the school season brings together many children for an exchange of viruses.
Mothers tell their children to bundle up and keep their feet dry, or else they'll catch cold. Is there any medical basis for this?
None. It makes sense, of course, to stay warm and comfortable, and there's no point in walking around with cold, wet feet. But judging from experiments with human volunteers, having cold, wet feet doesn't affect the chances of getting a cold one way or the other.
Isn't there any way to avoid catching a cold?
Basically, no. Not as long as we are going to live in society and have to ride elevators, trains, and buses, and go to school with children who are incubating colds, and meet with people who are shedding viruses. If you are juicy with a cold, it's common courtesy not to give it to other people. You should stay at home rather than go to the office. Wash your hands frequently and be careful where you dispose of used facial tissues.
Now mark the one phrase which correctly answers the three questions which follow. Each question will be read once. Question number 23. According to Dr. Jordan, which of the following is medically effective in treating a cold? Question number 24. Who among the following would probably get the most colds in a single year? Question number 25. What possible explanation does Dr. Jordan give for the fact that people get more colds in the winter season and the rainy season? This is the end of the listening comprehension. Please transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet, and you may continue with the rest of the examination.